Thoughts for my crazy day, my packed commute, all those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, good morning. Here we are, another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Teron Davenport, and we are going to just talk about some of the things that are going on with the Eagles. Specifically, what I want to discuss is Doug Peterson, his recent comments, and just how he's interacting with the media, as well as what he's preaching as far as his message is concerned to us, the message that he's giving to his team. And at this point right now, you know, at 5-6, this is a team that is, for the most part, out of playoff contention. I mean, obviously, there's still a mathematical chance, but it would take a very, very interesting turn of events, to say the least, in order for this team to make the playoffs. But there's still a chance, so we're not going to say it's out of the picture, but when you look at just what's left for these guys to play for, again, we talked about it yesterday, it's pride, you know, and obviously every day you go in and you work out and you practice and you do that with pride, but I think in this game coming up, this is a pride game, you know, they strive to be the best they can, obviously. One of the things that you need to do before you start working towards a winning season is to climb back to 500. So that's what they'll look to do against the Bengals this week. It is an opportunity for them to do so. But as far as Doug Peterson is concerned, you know, that's something that he said. There's a lot of pride in the locker room. And he said no one's throwing in the towel. And that's even though, you know, they suffered their biggest losses back to back. You know, this is the first time that they lost by more than one score. So that's something really to take a look at. Things are starting to come apart for them. Aguilar obviously is continuing to work through his issues. I really don't think benching him is the good idea. You know, I think you got to let him play through it. That's a part of what guys do. I mean, you look at shooters in basketball. You know, they're in a shooting slump. The best thing they can do is just shoot through it. You look at sluggers in baseball. You know, they get caught in a slump, and you just got to continue to do things to tweak your swing, and eventually you're going to break out of that slump and have a hot streak. It's just the way this game goes, and professional sports, it just has a way of humbling any person, and that's what's happening with Aguilar, and I think they need to just let him work through it. That being said, we will see exactly how they go about addressing Aguilar today when Peterson speaks, and I'll definitely talk to Nelson in the locker room and just see how he's coming along and get his take on just how things are going. And I really think that it's an opportunity for him to play. He should play against the Bengals, so we'll see what happens there. But just looking at the message and as far as going the right direction, I want to bring a just quote one of the things that Peterson said after the game against this past week against the Packers, and he was questioned. You know, he said that they're going in the right direction, and one of the members of the media said they've lost 6 or 8 games, and what makes them think that they're going the right direction? His answer, look at the effort. I think you might look at wins and losses. I got to look at the potential of the football team and the guys that we have. Are we there yet? No. Are we headed in the right direction? Yes. Again, it may not show up right now in wins and losses, but I see that potential. I see that there is no quit in this team. Everybody's fighting to the end. That's a sign that things are headed in the right direction. Now, I'll tell you, last year covering the Ravens, I went through this kind of process as far as watching the coach try to keep his guys motivated and continue to play. And even though that they were completely out of the contention, and I'm talking about the Ravens last year, it was a team that was just demoralized by injuries, and they just were completely out of it before the season really even got into, you know, the first four games. They would always lose close games. And John Harbaugh just, you know, he kind of circled the wagon, so to speak, and he just kept those guys pushing forward. And that's what Doug Peterson is trying to do. And I think that, you know, the way these guys, they're not quitting. And that's a big thing to hang your hat on. They're not quitting. They're continuing to play. A lot of times you see a team when things start to unravel, they quit. And they kind of mail it in, and you don't see them trying as hard. Well, no, that's not the right thing to say. You don't see them executing as well and concentrating as well, because I'm not going to say they're not trying, because, I mean, you get on the football field, you better try or else you're going to get hurt. But at the same time, you see that focus still there, even though the Super Bowl, the playoffs, or what have you may not be as big a part of the picture as it previously was. So that's something that you know, I always notice when I look at a team that's struggling. I always look for that. You know, how are they finishing ball games? How are they, you know, practicing? How are they continuing to execute? Are they executing? And I think this Eagles team is trying to execute. You have some things that they have to work on as far as the timing. I mean, that's something that's still developing with the quarterback and the receivers. And you can't really knock these guys for that, because, I mean, it's just the way that things have gone as far as how things have worked out. You know, Bryce Treggs is a guy that's new to the lineup. Paul Turner is new to the lineup. He wasn't targeted once, but still, he's new to the lineup. You look at Daryl Green Beckham, he's still relatively new. Obviously, he came, you know, the second or third preseason game, but timing is still something that they're working to develop. And Wentz is a guy that he's not a volume passer. You know, I've said it over and over again. They need to call a better game for him in order to allow him to have an opportunity to be successful. And I think the first three games really showed exactly what situation is best for him. So those are some things to look at. Defensively, I tell you, it's interesting how Doug Peterson, I think coach is getting frustrated, and I understand his frustration, you know, but the Fletcher Cox thing, you know, these penalties, somehow, some way, Fletcher has to figure out how he could not draw these calls. And I understand, you know, big fella, 300 plus pounds, it's hard to get him to change direction. And you know, when he's headed towards that quarterback, it's hard to just stop. And you just got to watch it. Just be careful. Because as Doug Peterson pointed out, it's tough, because if he goes high, you know, they're going to call it. If he goes low, they're going to call it. So there's so little room for error. He has to be really careful. And the thing is, you don't want to see that aggression be taken away. That's something I saw with Deshaun Golson, a former Redskins safety, but obviously he made his mark as a safety for the 49ers as a hard hitter, you know. And then he got to the Bucks, and for some reason he kept getting fined after fine after fine. And then it was over $100,000 in fines that he got the one season, and plenty of penalties. Then all of a sudden you saw him not play the game the same way that he used to. Now, when that happened, his value just kind of deteriorated. Now, I'm hoping that doesn't happen with Fletcher Cox. With these penalties he keeps drawing, I'm hoping that doesn't take away from how aggressively he pursues the quarterback. Because the bottom line is, you have to get to the quarterback, and I understand you have these penalties, but, you know, his job is to crush the quarterback. That's his job. So when you're calling these penalties and fining him and this, that, and the third, you're impeding his job. And I understand you want to keep the quarterbacks healthy. You know, you want to keep them healthy, but at the same time, you want to allow them to play this game of football. And I think that's what's frustrating Doug Peterson. I think he's frustrated because, you know, he's seeing a guy who was one of his best players not be able to, you know, play as aggressively as you would like him to play. And he actually responded. He said what he saw and what the officials saw. Anytime you strike the quarterback in the head, neck area, which is what they saw, then obviously the flag is going to be thrown. Some of it, I'm not going to slow his aggression down based on the penalty. So that tells you right there. And then he says we need to sit down with him and say, hey, Fletcher, let's keep our heads down. Let's not hit the quarterback. Let's lower our target. Let's do a lot of other things. Next thing you know, we're going low and it's a flag for hitting the quarterback at the knees or something. This game happens so fast that it's hard sometimes when you are in the heat of the moment, you know? And that's a really basic explanation, and that's truthful, you know? When you're going through that that whole process of going after the quarterback and just, you know, pinning your ears back and rushing forward, it's hard to just stop all that force and tweak it to not, you know, strike somebody. But hey, it is what it is. Now, the thing that I wanted to get to was when Doug Peterson, I forget who it was that he responded to, but he basically, in a nutshell, said, it's easy for you, having never played this game at this level, to say what we should have done here, what we should have done there. That's frustration, you know. And that reporter, I actually did take it a little personal. I've seen some different things that he's tweeted since then, and it yeah, he took that personally. But, you know, at the same time, I think it's just frustration that's boiling over for Doug Peterson. I think that he's just trying to get his team back in order. He wants to get things back going. The season started really well, and it's kind of unraveled over the last couple weeks. And I think right now he's in defense mode. And, I mean, that's understandable. But you just have to be careful. And I tell you, I like that about Peterson, though. I like the fact that he's willing to speak his mind, because that's what you have to respect. You have to respect his transparency. And the fact that he's just showing that he definitely doesn't... I'm trying to think how to say this the right way. He's clearly frustrated with, you know, what's going on this season. There's no doubt about it. But I think it's kind of doubly frustrating for him when he's getting some of the criticism that he's getting, and he doesn't feel it's coming from a not worthy, but a, he doesn't feel it's coming from a good standpoint, you know, a standpoint of understanding this game. And I mean, I can understand what he's saying, you know, I can understand, because when you're, see, I'm trying to be delicate with this, cause I don't want to light any fires. You know what I mean? So that's why it's coming out like that. But, you know, I understand what he's saying, because when you're going through something, right, and you're struggling, and you have someone sitting there on the sideline kind of, you know, telling you, you should do this and you should do that and why this and why that, it can be frustrating. But at the end of the day, and the thing that he did admit, it's what he signed up for. That's what he signed up for. And at the end of the day, this reporter, who is very solid in this area, is doing what it is that he has to do. And that's, you know, question the quarterback. That's our job. Or question the head coach. You know, that's our job. We need to get answers for why things aren't happening correctly. And he's just doing his job. So you just have a case of two different forces doing what they have to do. And it kind of collided yesterday. So I thought that was interesting, and I wanted to bring that up, and we'll see how the interaction is at the press conferences going forward. I know Jim Schwartz will speak tomorrow, and he's actually been able to sit back and watch some of this film over and over again and see exactly what the problem was, and he'll definitely be questioned about it as well. So it is what it is. You know, this is what we do. We ask questions and, the coach answers, and that's what he did. So that's the show today. Just wanted to talk a little bit about that interaction and just some of the things going on with this Eagles team. Obviously, you got 5 games left. You got the Bengals in Cincinnati, then come back home to face the Redskins, and then you have the Ravens, and then following that, close it out with a couple of home games. You got the Giants and then the Cowboys. So we will see how this season continues to progress. 3 games at home, 3 against the division. Playoffs are still a possibility, so definitely be sure to just tune in and still, you know, stay focused on your team because they're focused on winning and playing good football. And we'll see what happens. I'm Teron Davenport, your host. This is your only daily podcast, the Locked On Eagles podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Audio Boom. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as theeagleswire.usatoday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.